Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Todd Talks, your morning dose of whatever I want to talk about, delivered as is without any edits. So it's Wednesday, and if you could tell from literally the previous episode of this episode, I already cut out that extended intro. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't want to bring value in a meaningful, mindful, motivational way. I still definitely do, but I did not like the flow of that. Remember when I first was like, okay, I'm going to try it out. Like, you know, I think it's always good to try things out, you know, experiment a little, change a little, test the waters, yada, yada, yada. So went for it, but it took me a while to really just say it in a way that I thought was flowy. Whereas my original intro, I don't know, it's like tip of the tongue. I can just say it 1 second. Then if people are like, well, what does that mean? Whatever you want to talk about, kind of, I already have the context of the value I want to bring, as well as in the style, not, you know, more caring style, communal, cooperative. So instead, I'm just going to take all that information, put it on my site, because my site is not on its final form. Site, I would call it version 1.0. I like to iterate. As I mentioned probably in a few episodes ago, I've been leveraging this freelance marketplace called Fiverr. Definitely check it out. It's fiverr.com. That's Fiverr.com. I'm like 99% sure of that spelling, but it's great because it really allows you to basically, you know, hire a freelancer for a quick like job or a long job. It doesn't really matter. So someone who's way better at writing than me, because as I said before, I'm terrible at writing, spent like $5-$7, got like a cool little about me for the podcast, about 400 words. It's not perfect as is, but it's really good. It did, like, I would say it did 80% of the work for me, which I kind of like, and you probably, in the business world, like that 80-20 rule. So like 80% of the work's already done. Now I just have to go in, you know, rearrange the sentences, maybe remove some words, maybe add some words, add my own flavor to it. Really feel like when I read it, I'm like, yes, this is me. This really encapsulates kinds of the thoughts or the things that I say, but now on written word. So definitely plan on getting that out. I think, again, like, I don't have like a deadline. It's not like, oh, if I don't do it on Friday, it's the end of the world. No, but it's definitely something that I really want to tackle, probably for this weekend. Probably said that for last weekend, but, you know, things shift around, and I also like to think of things, you know, for me, slow and steady wins the race. I know in previous episodes, it was like, yeah, I'm going to, like, do 10 episodes, like, not 10 episodes, like, 3 episodes a week, but that's also happening mostly once or twice a week. I think at least once a week is my bare minimum. I think that's pretty easy to accomplish. But I don't want to, like, I think whenever I try to focus or dive in all the way, it kind of bites back. For example, I'm not going to go and start running marathons every day or 10Ks every day. I mean, I'm not really interested in that, but if I was interested in that, that's not the style I would go. I'd probably, like, you know, go up, kind of like going back to before progress. Do enjoy that progress. Do enjoy that kind of change, but at a rate at which it's not overwhelming. But it's also, again, making progress, so it's not like I'm plateauing. So, what else? So going back to change and why I always like it, I think, again, I'm always just looking for something new or something different. I think another example, a recent example, would be this past weekend. I actually worked out with my roommate's boyfriend. He's a personal trainer, fitness guy, awesome. And I was kind of like, okay, like, let's try it out. I actually don't think I've ever done a personal training session before. And I think I mentioned one of my first or second episodes, I'm always open to trying new things. I think there's a lot to learn in that way, because maybe I love it, maybe I would hate it. Ended up loving it. Think it would be really cool. Probably want to keep doing it on a more regular basis. Again, not like going in like 5 times a week, but, you know, maybe once a week, maybe once every other week. It depends on my schedule. I think that's going to be tied more to how my weekends play out. Similar to how just a few weeks ago, I started actually just doing workouts generally on the weekends before I reserved it on just during the weekdays. That actually changed up completely. So before, I was working, doing like one or two workouts Monday through Friday. That wasn't really vibing well, just my general energy. Instead, I actually eliminated my Tuesday and Friday workout. I'm still having my Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and now Saturday, and then sometimes Sunday. The reason why I did that, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, workout and Saturday workout. The reason why I limited Tuesday, Friday is that I just want to have more time dedicated to just like really like productive work time when I'm at work in front of like my computer, like my full-time job. When I'm at work, I can, it's easier for me to crush it when I have that extended period when I don't have to think about like meetings, or I don't have to think about like interruptions. In fact, I might make Tuesday like a no meeting day, or like make it as minimal as possible. I think there's going to be some meetings regardless, but maybe Tuesday, Friday, I'll try to like minimize the amount of meetings I have, so I can just front load it Monday, Wednesday, Thursday to allow me to really like marathon work. Because for example, it's really easy for me to like, if I have like an evening free and no one's pinging me, no one's emailing me, I can get so much more work done. I don't know why. I think this is my mindset. I think I need time with the process. I can't just go all in, burn out, and then just call it a day, or like be like, okay, I'm just gonna like, you know, crunch all this and do everything at once. I don't know. Maybe it's not my style. So yeah, change. It's good. Allows me to like not manipulate, but experiment with different things, try out, see what works, what doesn't work. I know I've like leveraged reminders a lot to help me reinforce those changes. So for example, I know I mentioned in the Gaming for My Life episode that I started leveraging this like, I don't know, this core system that has a game attached to it where, you know, you kind of move it around, move the, like, kind of like a BOSU ball. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but like similar concept, but with a game where you like move the cursor, whatever. I think I've just talked about it before, doesn't matter. But I was like, okay, I want to add to that. So one thing that I guess work through is I have scoliosis and kyphosis. My scoliosis is shaped in a way that my left hip flexor is extremely tight. Like, so I would say, basically 10 times more tight than my right one. So for example, what does that mean? That means I can feel my left hip flexor even when I'm doing child pose. Like, I don't know. That's just how my body is mechanically right now. So in order to like make sure that I start my day having that a little bit more loose and just like a little bit more like flexible, I before been doing the 3 minute plank workout thing. I do 3 minutes of child pose, and by the end of the 3 minutes, definitely the amounts of like head, like, I don't know, like my butt can get to my heel at that point. Head's completely flat. Definitely see that progress. So if I keep doing that every day, that'll help me. It's more targeted. I know I used to do a lot of yoga. That was actually probably my first like foray into more regular exercise. And I was doing yoga, like mainly power hot yoga. But again, I kind of like phased that out because this wasn't doing what I needed it to do. And I think that's how a lot of workouts, like in 2017, I was doing certain classes regularly, and I basically phased all those out. Like in 2017, I did a lot of like body art and bar fusion, but now I kind of replaced it with boxing because I just, again, it's just that just the change I needed in 2018. That's just the way it works. But again, I did that transition slowly. It's not like I was just like cut myself off cold turkey and then just go all in on the next thing. No, you know, I slowly phased one out and slowly phased new one in. So just in general, how where I spend my time has like changed. So 2017. Spent a lot of time going out, you know, going to bars, restaurants, hanging out with friends, traveling a lot. 2018, I kind of slowly phased that out. Like in Q1, so like January through March, I did do some traveling, you know, did obviously went out a little bit, but that's been slowly fading back. Like, for example, I've now made my workout Saturday mornings at 9:30 a.m. So that means I can't really go out. Like, if I go out, I can't go out very late. And Kyle is great for me because I can leverage that being like, hey, so-and-so. If I'm with so-and-so, I'm like, hey, so-and-so, cool hanging out. I actually have a workout in the morning, and I'll talk to you soon. Just a great time. So that's actually kind of cool. I might even try to push that for Sunday too. So actually, no, I'll probably just leave Saturday again. I don't want to go all in, but I think at least being like, all right, completely scaling back one day of the week is good. I think I'm going to introduce another new change, or at least experiment with one, that is a co-working space. So there's this really cool one that's about a 10-minute walk from my place. It's about $150 a month, not too bad. And I think it would just help me because I am someone who can't work at home. Like when people are like, oh, I wish I could work from home. I'm like, no, I don't want to work from home. It's a snowstorm, whatever. And work's like, oh, you can work from home. It's totally cool. I'm like, no, I don't want to. And I actually will come in the office. I will probably come in the office to work a day unless I physically can't for some reason, like I'm sick or the trains are completely shut down or, you know, whatever it may be. Or maybe the power's out in that building. So that doesn't work for me. The people, I could be like, oh, what about a cafe like Starbucks? Not too much distraction. I want to make sure that when I go in a place, I have like a dedicated space or something that I know I can be relied on. I also want something that's late because obviously I'm working during the day. So something towards midnight, would be open till midnight is great. Also weekends availability is very important to me too. Like maybe from again, like 8 a.m. to midnight. So try it out again. There's no harm in trying it for a month. If I see that I'm more productive as a result, I think it's a good return on my investments. I think that's the other reason why I don't care about spending that because I've been saving so much money on, like, because I haven't been traveling as much and because I haven't been going out as much, I've been saving a ton of money that way. Mostly just kind of like whatever, like I don't need, I've been putting into investments. I'm not really gonna talk about investments since it's not my foray, but maybe later, maybe if my ideas work out in 3 years, maybe later, that's 3 years. So, you know, it doesn't matter. Maybe I'll talk that as another thing. But yeah, definitely excited to try that out. I think maybe this can help me just like to grow, really like double down, really be like, okay, if I'm putting money behind a space where I can be more productive, maybe that'll just make me intrinsically more productive. Maybe it won't. Maybe in a month I'll be back on and be like, didn't work out, but hey, at least I tried it. And I tried it in a slow way. It's not like I had to commit to a full year. You know, I was like, try it, I can like test it out for a month, and a month really in the grand scheme of things is nothing. You know, even a year is like nothing in the grand scheme of things. So gonna leave it like that. As always, if you have any questions or if you have any advice or if you just want to reach out, you want to chat, open to it. I think that's something that I want to like, again, try to change with and try out is like, let's pretend you just have like a small business or an idea and just want to get some feedback or just want to like talk shop, whatever. I'm open to it. I might want to try to do like maybe a cool regular series. I'm not going to record those. Definitely not in the beginning. Maybe later on when I feel like my advice has been working regularly, I might be like, okay, like let's try to like scale this up. But for now, I think cool would be like cool doing like private one-on-ones. Maybe it would be like a 30-minute phone call, an hour phone call, maybe like a meet and greet, whatever it may be. Kind of like I'm down for it. I feel like I just have a lot of these thoughts in my head. And I think I can just provide some targeted feedback. I've done that for a couple friends. I'm actually doing it for another one coming up this weekend, which I'm pretty excited about. I think that actually gets me more excited nowadays than going out. Just like sitting down, having like a really cool like, conversation about like what you're building on. I think it's just a lot more interesting than being like, oh, I went to this. I mean, again, this is reflecting on me, not anyone else, but it's been cool to be like, oh, then I went to some restaurant or some bar or like whatever, went to this weekend getaway. Like, cool, that's cool. But again, like those are fleeting things. I think that's like talking about ideas, especially like things that people are passionate about. I don't know why it energizes me. I think even in these episodes, the more I've been like thinking about that outside, I think even this, like I've gotten my voice on this podcast to get up to my normal speed, or just generally, I think I've gotten like my natural speed back. So it's pretty exciting. I don't know why I said got it back, but you know what I mean? Like, and thing in person, I do talk pretty aggressively fast, but in this time, I feel, even though I don't really know where I'm going right now, like for example, I don't know where I'm going right now. I think overall this works well. So yeah, as I said, to summarize, to recap, if you have anything like that, feel free to reach out. Per usual, I'm at the Todd Talks on everything, including Venmo. I love that joke. So if you want to throw me a few bones, or if you want to request a few bones, probably won't do anything with that. But yeah, as I said, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, what have you. Probably gonna try to put out a actual blog post. It's kind of similar with Fiverr. I leverage the service again, so someone's gonna do an audio transcription of my Optimize Your Life, the OYL episode. So again, similarly, to take that whole, that's like 80% of the work done, then I can like redouble the thoughts, maybe like make it to like, I think I got in powers of threes. I might be like top three things to help optimize your life and be like a quick 5-minute read. I think that format might work well because, as I mentioned before, at work, I've been doing like a a Todd Tuesday tip series. I just put out my second one yesterday. So maybe try to like leverage that similar style since it's been working for me. So be on the lookout for that again. And I'll talk to you next time. Have a good one.